The Charming Ex-Wife, Lysander and Josiah. Chapter 41. Lysan noticed that Josiah had stopped talking, so she turned to Lysander and said, "Dr. Thorne, please don't take it to heart. Josiah has always been like this since he was young, always considerate of others, which can lead to misunderstandings. Don't worry, I will talk to him about it later."
"Misunderstanding?"
"Yes, misunderstanding him having a crush on others." Lysan's smile widened. "Back in school, there was a girl who forgot her umbrella after class, and he lent her his own. The girl mistakenly thought that Josiah liked her because of this. It caused quite a commotion, delaying the girl's romantic pursuits for a few years. Good intentions gone awry, wouldn't you agree, Dr. Thorne?" Lysander lowered her head and scoffed. Lysan inquired, "Dr. Thorne, am I being clear?"
"Crystal clear."
"Excellent, I just love talking with intellectuals like you. You catch on quick." Lysander scoffed.
"Miss Thorne, are you done talking?"
"More or less, yeah."
"If you're done, please leave.
Next patient, please."
Lysan rose and pushed the thermal food jar towards her.
"Remember to drink the mushroom soup while it's hot, Dr. Thorne. It's not as beneficial when it's cold."
Lysander sneered.
"I appreciate the reminder, but you might want to remind Mr. Guerra on something else instead. We should get a divorce soon. He needs to set a date and sign the agreement as soon as possible."
Lysan feigned innocence and hastily clarified, "Oh, Dr. Thorne, you've misunderstood. I sincerely brought the mushroom soup to help with your health. I wasn't trying to urge you into getting a divorce. You know full well whether or not that is your intention."
Josiah reached out to pull Lysan.
"Let's go."
Lysan shook off his hand and sat back down.
Lysander raised an eyebrow.
"Do you have anything else to say, Miss Thorne?"
Lysan beamed, tilted her head, and gently caressed her stomach.
"Dr. Thorne, may I add you on WhatsApp?
I don't see the need. In case of an emergency, I'd like to be able to reach you directly on WhatsApp."
Lysander slowly lifted her head, took a deep breath, leaned back in her chair, and said, "The hospital is very close to your residence. It's just a 5-minute drive at most."
Lysan feigned surprise.
"Oh, yes, how forgetful of me. They say pregnancy can make you forgetful sometimes, it seems to be true.
You're right, Josiah and I reside in that apartment now, and it's quite nearby.
Anything else?"
"I still think we should exchange contact information considering you saved this child's life. This is Josiah's first son, and when he's born, we will have a celebration. You played a crucial role, so you'll definitely be invited. Connecting on WhatsApp will make it easier to reach you then."
Upon hearing this, Lysander gazed directly at Josiah.
"First son."
Josiah's expression darkened. He couldn't meet her gaze, and his head dipped. Without further ado, Lysan retrieved her QR code and showed it to her.
"Here
you go, Dr. Thorne."
Lysander stared at her intently.
"I don't add strangers on WhatsApp."
The smile on Lysan's face faded slightly. In exchange, a somewhat menacing tone sounded from her.
"But I saw a notice posted outside the hospital stating that if necessary, patients can request for the doctor's contact information. It's the hospital's policy. You can't simply disregard it, can you?"
Feeling miffed, Lysander chuckled, impressed by her observant nature.
"Trying to use the hospital's policy to force my hand, huh?"
Chapter 42.
Fine. She scanned the QR code and added Lysan. Her profile picture was a photo of Josiah in a school uniform. His face didn't look as mature and handsome as it did now, but instead had a hint of youthful innocence and arrogance. Still, it failed to hide his noble temperament. And her WhatsApp nickname was For Josiah.
For Josiah.
Craving Josiah would suit her better.
Lysander directly turned off the screen and stuffed the phone back into the pocket of her white coat. Lysander was sitting across from her, very sure that she saw it, smiling and saying, "Josiah's profile picture is a photo of me. I don't think those couple-style profile pictures look very good, so I decided it's better to use each other's. We've been separated for a long time, and now that we've reunited, we want to see each other all the time. By doing so, we can see each other anytime, anywhere. I have to say, Josiah and I are both 30 years old, but when we're together, we can get pretty childish." Josiah couldn't bear it anymore, so he grabbed her hand and walked out without hesitation. "All right, we're done here. Let's go." "Wait a second." Lysander stopped him. Josiah stopped in his tracks, looking helpless. "Lysander, I'm really sorry."
"No need to apologize. Just take your things with you." She pointed to the thermal food jar on her table.
"The hospital rules state that we can't accept any gifts from patients. Please take it with you. I do not wish for more trouble." Josiah hesitated, but Lynn grabbed the thermal food jar without delay and stuffed it into Josiah's arms. Then pushed the two of them out of the consultation room. She told the people waiting in line outside, "Come in, it's your turn." As soon as the next pregnant woman entered, Lynn slammed the door shut with a bang, isolating the two outside. Lysander glanced at her, and Lynn rolled her eyes in the direction of the door. "Does she have a screw loose or what? Are all mistresses this arrogant nowadays?"
"Ahem."
Lysander cleared her throat and reminded her. "Lynn, there's a patient here." Only then did Lynn shut up, but she still looked unhappy. In fact, the pregnant woman who just came in joked, "Does the OBGYN department often come across weird people? Dramatic than a soap opera."
"Enough, Lynn."
Lynn pouted. "But it's true." It was a busy afternoon, with many more pregnant women coming in for treatment these days. By the time it was time to clock out, there were still a few people waiting in line at the door. Lysander worked overtime for half an hour, finished receiving the patients, and then prepared to leave. Daphne said she wanted to take her out to eat today, and was waiting in the parking lot. Seeing her arrive late, Daphne honked the horn.
"Hurry up, there won't be any spots left if you're any later."
"Where are we headed?
Is there food that good?
Get in the car first. We'll talk on the way." Once in the car, Daphne told her they were going to a popular restaurant owned by an internet celebrity that had been trending on Instagram recently. Lysander was not interested in these internet celebrities, so she sat in the passenger seat, scrolling through her phone. When she opened her WhatsApp, she was surprised to see that her status was almost all about Lyson. It seemed she was having a hard time containing her feelings, posting dozens of statuses to show off her love every day. The first one had a caption that read, "What's yours will always be yours, no one can take it away. And if they do, they have to return it eventually." The picture attached was a high school graduation photo, with everyone else blurred out except for Lyson and Josiah. Many people liked and replied to the update. Some people were congratulating them on finally getting together as a couple, while others were teasing Josiah for finally settling down and starting a family. Daphne took advantage of the red light to sneak a peek and remarked, "That sly woman, she must have posted this on purpose, don't you think? And to think you actually accepted her friend request. We have a policy at our hospital that requires us to fulfill patient requests." Daphne shook her head, pouting. Looks like she had this planned out in advance. Chapter 43. Not only did Lyson come prepared, but she had also made all the preparations in advance. She was only waiting for her to add her on WhatsApp so she could immediately start posting. In the few minutes while she was refreshing her feed, Lyson posted several statuses on WhatsApp, all of which were photos featuring her wedding dress, her bridal evening dress, wedding candies, and wedding invitations. Finally, she added a caption, "Can everyone pick one for me?"
I can't decide with so many options. Lysander directly tapped on her profile picture and selected, hide posts from this user. Daphne arrived at the destination and parked the car. This place truly lived up to its reputation as a place popular on the internet. It wasn't even 7 p.m. yet, but there was already a long line of people waiting outside. Daphne found a table and told her to sit down first. Judging by the line, we might have to wait for a while. I'll go to the convenience store next door to buy some bread or something to take the edge off our hunger. Lysander said, why bother with this crowd? Let's go eat at another restaurant. It's not the same. You wait here, I'll be right back, Daphne said before dashing off. This girl always rushes about in such a whirlwind manner. Lysander could only sigh in resignation and continue waiting here. She didn't usually play games and only used her phone to read the news. Suddenly, her phone rang. It was a call from Lynn. Dr. Thorne, have you returned home? Come back quickly. Something has happened. When Lysander returned to the hospital, she saw a person at the entrance. Josiah's car was parked in the parking lot in front of the hospital. It was in the same spot as before, with the same person. Night had fallen, the street lights were on, and he was standing under the street light, smoking. She wasn't sure if it was just her imagination, but his figure seemed a bit hunched. Josiah seemed to sense her presence and suddenly raised his head. Realizing it was her, he quickly put out the cigarette and walked toward her. Lysander ignored him and quickened her pace toward the hospital, but Josiah easily caught hold of her with his tall stature and long limbs. Lysander. He smelled strongly of smoke, indicating he had smoked quite a lot. In addition, he had a faint smell of alcohol on him. Have you been drinking? Josiah fell silent, his Adam's apple bobbed up and down before he forced a smile. Just a little for business. Lysander frowned. You can't drive after drinking. Okay, Josiah replied after a moment of silence. Lysander meant to break free from his grasp but couldn't. Let go of me. I have to go to work. Josiah said. I have something to tell you. TM busy. There's a pregnant woman in critical condition. I have to go save her. Ozia paused for a moment while holding her hand. Well then, go ahead. I'll wait for you here. Lysander walked a couple of steps forward before she paused. She whispered, don't wait for me. I have nothing to say to you. Josiah caught up to her. Lysander. I've been owing you an explanation, and there's what happened today. Dr. Thome. Come quickly. The patient is waiting. Lynn called out to Lysander while holding her white coat, perhaps noticing her being pestered by Josiah. Lysander replied, I'll come night away. She turned around and said solemnly to Josiah, Mr. Wrong. When it's over, it's over. Don't drag your feet about it. Yesterday, you sent me a bunch of things, and today, your girlfriend came knocking on my door, bringing mushroom soup and speaking in riddles. Does she know you're here to see me? If she finds out, will she come causing a scene at the hospital again tomorrow? Josiah looked guilty. TM sorry, Lysander. I'm sorry. That's enough. Lysander frowned and stopped him. The best thing you can do to me is to stay away from me. She shook off Josiah's hand and hurried inside. Lynn handed her the white coat and whispered, he arrived shortly after you left and has been waiting here the whole time. I'm not sure what he was waiting for. If it weren't for the special circumstances today, you wouldn't have come back to the hospital. Lysander focused on buttoning up her coat. Let him be. I have work to attend to. Chapter 44. Josiah waited until after 11 p.m. that night, but Lysander never came out. He stopped a young nurse and asked, is Dr. Thorne from the obstetrics and gynecology department still here? The nurse was taken aback for a moment. Dr. Thorne has already left a while ago. Didn't you guys call her back for overtime duty for an emergency?
Oh, you mean the patient who had a miscarriage, the nurse said, her heavy bleeding has been stopped, and she has been transferred to the ICU. The doctors in the ICU are taking care of her now, so Dr. Thorne left. But I've been waiting at the door the whole time and didn't see her. The nurse blinked her eyes.
Then I'm not sure from there.
But our hospital has a side door.
She might have left.
She's already left.
She went out through the side door expressly to avoid me.
Josiah smiled wryly and closed his.
Eves?
The nurse asked, do you have something to discuss with Dr. Thorne?
1.
Josiah paused. He asked, you just said Dr. Thorne came back because a pregnant woman had a miscarriage with heavy bleeding.
Yes.
In the case of a miscarriage, is heavy bleeding common?
It's not too common.
It varies from person to person.
Will it be very painful?
The nurse said, of course.
It's like tearing a piece of flesh out of your belly.
How can it not be painful?
Josiah didn't know how he managed to drive back home.
Along the way, all he could hear in his mind was the nurse's words.
It's like tearing a piece of flesh out of your belly.
How can it not be painful?
He recalled that afternoon when he rushed from the hilltop to the hospital entrance and saw her. She was wearing an oversized hospital gown, her face pale as if drained of all color.
She was supported by Daphne, looking like she could collapse at any moment.
How could it not hurt?
It was clear from the way she looked that she was in so much pain that she could barely speak properly.
He scanned his fingerprint and opened the door, only to be hit by a strong, greasy smell of takeout food.
Lyson was sitting on the sofa with a box of fried chicken in hand, laughing heartily while watching a variety show on TV.
How come you're back so late? She complained unhappily.
Did Lysander contact you again?
Lyson licked the sauce off her fingers, pouting.
Is she giving up like that after losing a money tree like you?
I don't believe it.
Josiah felt exhausted. He wanted to sit on the sofa, but as he came closer, he realized it was covered in remnants of her snacks, fruit peels, melon seed husks, and snack crumbs. He chuckled in exasperation.
Is this why you wanted to replace the fabric sofa with a leather one?
Lyson shrugged.
It's easier to clean this way.
Fabric sofas need to be washed if they get dirty, but leather ones only need a quick wipe.
From now on, no kidding on the sofa.
It attracts cockroaches.
I just like to eat and watch TV at the same time.
Lyson raised her chin.
I've always been like this, and you know that.
Josiah was rendered speechless.
There was no place to sit on the sofa, so he got up and walked toward the bedroom.
Lyson stood up suddenly and called out to him, "Hey, Josiah, where are you going?"
"I'm going to rest in the bedroom."
"No, come here and watch TV with me."
"Lyson, I'm really tired."
"I don't care.
You used to always go along with me, even skipping classes to go to the amusement park with me.
Now, what's wrong with watching TV with me?
Did Lysander say something to you again?
Did she call you after deleting you on WhatsApp?
Did she badmouth me?"
"No, she didn't."
"I don't believe you,"
Lyson exclaimed as she jumped off the sofa, ignoring the grease from the snacks on her hands as she tried to grab his phone.
"Let me check your phone.
It must be because I went to the hospital to confront her today.
She's holding a grudge, so she complained to you."
Josiah couldn't take it anymore.
"Can you stop blaming everything on Lysander?
She's avoiding us now.
She won't come to me anymore."
Chapter 45. Lyson still wouldn't believe it. She held out her hand in front of him, saying, "Give me the phone."
Josiah closed his eyes.
"Cut it out, will you?
Give it to me."
Seeing that Josiah wouldn't budge, Lyson directly reached out to try to retrieve the phone from his pants pocket. Josiah attempted to push her hand away, but considering her bulging belly, he didn't dare to use too much strength. In the end,
he could only watch as her greasy hand delved into his pocket and pulled out the phone.
Go ahead and check. I'm going to take a shower. He headed straight to the bathroom. The warm water poured over his head, as if washing away lingering smell of alcohol in his breath.
The rush. His mind was in turmoil. Until today, he had genuinely wished for Lysander to live well, especially since he had wronged her in the first place. But just a while ago, he saw her get out of the taxi and all the way to the hospital. She looked so well at the hospital, exuding positivity and confidence as if the divorce never occurred. This made him feel uncomfortable once more. In just a month, she had undergone an abortion, a divorce, and even the postpartum period. From Daphne's posts on social media, he knew that the abortion had probably taken a huge toll on her, and she still experienced occasional abdominal pain. Yet whenever he saw her recently, she appeared to be in high spirits. During the day, she conducted consultations with gentleness and patience. Even when Lysander tried to provoke her, she remained unruffled, simply telling Lysander to take the mushroom soup back. When called back for overtime work at night, she continued to go all out. She was the same as she had been a month ago, in fact, she looked even more composed and confident. Josiah suddenly felt conflicted. He hoped for Lysander's swift recovery, but when he witnessed her improvement, an indescribable bitterness surged within him. There was a dinner party earlier in the day where he had a few drinks. He had intended to call a designated driver for a ride back home, but for some reason, perhaps due to the alcohol clouding his judgment, he subconsciously drove to the hospital parking lot and waited to pick her up after work. After standing in the parking lot for a while, he noticed the street lights flickering on. Only then did he suddenly realize how late it was. She had probably left work hours ago. It was purely coincidental that he encountered her once more. Watching her leap out of the taxi and dash into the hospital reminded him of the countless times over the past 3 years when he personally drove her to the hospital after she received a phone call on her day off. She always exhibited this urgency, rushing to arrive on time. Leaping out of the car and sprinting into woman's belly, and any delay could result in lifelong regret. So, she hurriedly made her way every single time to ensure the safety of both mother and child. Did she do the same when Lysander had an accident? After receiving a call from the hospital, she swiftly took a taxi to the hospital and then rushed in to save someone. She probably didn't anticipate that the person she rescued this time would be the one who shattered her marriage. Knock. 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 There was a knock on the bathroom door. It was Lysander. Josiah, are you done showering?
Not yet.
Why?
Come out.
I have something to ask you.
Can't it wait a little?
I'm still in the shower.
No, I won't feel at case until I get some answers.
Come out now. Josiah, clad in a bathrobe, emerged and saw Lysander standing at the bathroom door with her arms crossed. She appeared ready to interrogate him, confidently tilting her chin up and turning her phone screen toward him.
Explain this.
What's going on?
Chapter 46.
Josiah glanced at the phone screen. It looked like a map. Additionally, this was not his phone.
Belonged to Lysander.
He furrowed his brows.
What is this?
The map with your movements of the day.
Josiah was taken aback.
You installed a tracker on my phone.
Lysander glared at him.
Don't think I'm unaware of how you always go to the central hospital after work.
What are you doing there?
If you continue like this, Lysander will never get over you.
Do you understand?
Josiah was slightly irritated.
Lysander, I try to cooperate with whatever you want, but I also have the right to privacy.
What privacy?
We are already a couple.
Once your divorce is finalized, we can get married.
What need is there for privacy between a married couple?
That is unless you desire to be unfaithful.
Josiah suddenly chuckled.
I'm already cheating on my wife.
Lyson pouted.
We don't fall into that category. It's true love for us. The individual who is not loved in a relationship is the homewrecker.
Also, your marriage with her doesn't even qualify as a genuine marriage.
At best, you're merely cohabiting, the second best option.
Josiah sighed in resignation.
Is this what you've gleaned from studying marriage law?
Lyson shrugged.
It's what we call evaluating each case separately.
Fine. Whatever.
Josiah then asked, where is my phone?
I'll return it to you later.
Where did you place it?
I'll return it to you later.
What's with the rush?
Lysarm shot him an annoyed look.
I'm warning you.
Are prohibited from having any contact with Lysander in the future.
Understood.
You.
Josiah's Adam's apple bobbed up and down before he tiredly said, you truly don't need to treat her in this manner.
We wronged her, and she recently underwent an abortion.
So what if she had an abortion?
Did we hold a knife to her throat and force her to do it?
It was her own choice.
Josiah said, still, what if she didn't proceed with it?
If she carried the child to term, and after 9 months the child was born, would you accept the child being accepted back into the Guerra family and residing with us?
Simply by having a child?
No such thing would happen in reality.
Josiah chuckled.
What would she need to do to satisfy you?
Lyson suddenly looked up at him with wary eyes.
What do you mean by that?
Are you
for her abortion?
Blaming me?
No, I blame myself.
Josiah's brow creased with a touch of anguish.
I couldn't even protect my children.
I have wronged them and their mother.
Own.
Lyson stuck out her tongue, nonchalant.
It's merely an abortion.
You don't need to take it so seriously.
Furthermore, she was in the early stages of pregnancy.
She's also an obstetrician herself.
It was probably as effortless as using the restroom for her.
She likely didn't feel a thing.
The phrase "as effortless as using the restroom" made him uneasy.
Abortion is not as straightforward.
Believe.
I saw that she was in so much pain that day that she could not even stand straight.
As you.
Are you certain?
Lyson interjected with a light chuckle.
She is a gynecologist.
She must know how to minimize the impact of abortion on herself.
How could she subject herself to such pain?
She's merely feigning in front of you to elicit your sympathy.
It's all so that she can demand more alimony when she divorces you.
I've seen this tactic before.
Forget it.
I just can't get through to you.
Josiah asked once more.
Where exactly is my phone?
There.
On the coffee table.
Josiah approached and noticed that the phone screen was still illuminated, displaying a progress bar advancing slowly which was currently indicating 96%.
He frowned and asked, what did you do to my phone?
Chapter 47.
Oh, I restored your phone to factory settings, so that all traces of her are cleared.
You won't see anything about her anymore.
This time, Josiah could no longer hold back his anger.
Did you find evidence of my lingering feeling for Lysander in my phone?
Lyson chuckled.
No, you did well.
I must commend you.
Since you didn't find anything, why did you format my phone?
I did it for your own good, Lyson said, patting him on the shoulder while putting on the face of someone who knew what they were talking about.
You always kept my photos in your phone before.
Isn't it because you couldn't forget me?
Now, I've deleted everything about her.
You won't repeat the same mistakes.
Josiah grabbed his phone and kept pressing the home button, but there was no response.
He tried to turn it off, hoping to interrupt the formatting process.
However, when he turned it back on, the formatting progress bar started directly from 96% and continued to march onward.
97, 98, 99. 100%.
Factory reset successful.
Josiah held the phone,
looking at the prompt on the screen, and closed his eyes in despair. Lyson was very happy though.
Oh, yeah.
It's finally done. It was a little slow. Lyson, there isn't much about her in my phone. It was mostly just your photos and our chat history along with a few text messages. Lyson shrugged.
It's okay.
I have already accepted you, so you don't need those things to think about. Me anymore. Still, there were also a lot of work-related documents, memos, and contacts. These things are important too. Lyson replied, it's okay. Let your secretary handle it. Do you know how much work it will take to retrieve these things? Lyson chuckled. She's your secretary. You pay her salary. Just tell her what to do. What's the big deal? Josiah was completely speechless. Okay, even if she can handle it all, it will still take time. What if it delays work? Then, make her work overtime. If necessary, all night. It's her job. If the work is not done and it causes interior to the company, then deju et her kalani nerfermans hanyu en vase en hanikin. There is a limit to a person's stamina. A person's potential is also limitless. Lyson immediately retorted. Sometimes, if you don't push someone, they will never know where their limit is. What you're doing is also training her ability to work and efficiency. By the way, is your secretary still the same person?
Yes.
Why don't you just fire her?
Why?
Just because she's a woman, I don't trust her. Josiah did not know what to say. Lyson walked over, gently wrapping her arms around his waist and pressing her cheek against his chest, as she coquettishly said, Josiah, look. I will get jealous over you. Aren't you happy? Josiah gently pushed her away. Ms. Collins is already married and has children. She is a mother of three. I don't care. I'm just jealous. Lyson hugged his waist harder and nestled into his arms. Anyway, you can't have any other woman around you, not even a female mosquito. Josiah tried to pry her arms away from his waist. Let me go first. We must not crowd the baby.
No.
No, you must promise me first. Tomorrow, you will dismiss that female secretary of yours. Ms. Collins has been with me for 8 years. She works diligently and works well with me. I don't want to hear it. If you love me, you will obey me. Chapter 48. It was another month before Lysander ever heard any news of Josiah and Lyson. Daphne came to the hospital and made an appointment with her just to tell her the news. When Lysander saw Daphne walking in as a patient, she was taken aback. Are you pregnant? Daphne closed the door behind her and patted her belly, smiling at her. Lysander became even more flustered. Are you really pregnant?
Ha ha.
Don't be scared. What's in my belly is not a child. It's a melon. Daphne sat opposite her and started rattling off, saying, Josiah's company is in big trouble. Lysander's only reaction was indifference. Why are you telling me this? I don't understand business. Do you know why it's in trouble? Lysander did not speak. It's Lyson. I don't know what's wrong with her. She went to the company and caused a scene, saying that Josiah's secretary seduced Josiah. It caused a big uproar in the city. Lysander tried to recall the name. Ms. Collins. I don't remember her last name. I just know that the secretary is a woman, Daphne said. Do you think that it's possible Ms. Collins was imitating someone and tried to be friends with Josiah? Lysander shook her head. Ms. Collins is already married and has children. When she was pregnant with her third child, she even came to me for check UPS. Also, she is a decent person with a good relationship with her husband. Her husband is very protective of her. I knew it. Daphne looked like she had expected that the entire time. Lyson is so paranoid.
As she climbed up to where she was using that method, she's afraid other women might do the same. She's on high alert now, not even letting go of a secretary who's married and a mother.
What happened next?
Daphne shrugged. Lysen was pregnant, crying, and causing a scene in the company. No one dared to help her, afraid of getting into trouble. In the end, Ms. Collins handed in her resignation and left a month ago. Lysander had met Ms. Collins before and felt that she was a very calm and capable woman. It seemed like she had been with Josiah for many years. When Lysander married Josiah, Ms. Collins was already his secretary. A good career was ruined by Lysen, and that made Lysander feel sorry for Ms. Collins. Here comes the main point. As Ms. Collins had already left, this matter should have come to an end with much livenuer their number Liam Holmes and one van is pill not estique feed Shimada her consign ma wovel. Her cousin? Was he also studying to be a secretary?
Rubbish.
Daphne said. That cousin of mine is just a good for nothing playboy. I heard he didn't even graduate from junior high school. How can he be a secretary? He only worked for a few days and managed to mess up the whole company, even losing a very important document. As a result, the contract that was originally agreed upon couldn't be signed, causing Guerra Group to directly lose a deal worth several billion. Lysander listened quietly, occasionally flipping through the medical records she had on hand. Frankly speaking, during this time, she rarely thought of Josiah. Since leaving him, Lysander's life has been fulfilling. Although she was busy at work every day, the sight of healthy and safe births of baby children, and the cautious but smiling faces of new parents made her feel that her job was particularly meaningful. After work, she would go to the gym for exercise before heading to the supermarket to buy fresh ingredients for her meals. She cooked for herself every day. She would even bring her own healthy and nutritious meals to work. Additionally, she consciously started adjusting her schedule so that she would go to bed early and wake up early. She felt completely refreshed. It was as if her past marriage was a thing of the past. As she looked back at it now, it all seemed like a lifetime ago. Chapter 49. Personally, Lysander didn't really have much energy to focus on Josiah and Lysen's aftermath. So, she didn't react much when she suddenly heard these two being brought up in the conversation. It doesn't matter whether the outcome is good or bad. He made his choice. He can do whatever he wants as long as he believes it's justified.
Justified?
Daphne chuckled. I don't think Josiah necessarily sees it that way. A lot has happened. Recently. Suffice it to say, he has practically become a laughingstock in our social circle.
Let me give you the deets.
Lysander stretched out her palm to stop Daphne from continuing.
Stop.
My work takes priority. I still have plenty of patients queuing out there. Daphne quickly realized she was taking up the patient's time after that reminder. Although she felt somewhat guilty and sheepish, the gossip monger within her just couldn't resist sharing the juicy details with her friend. Thus, she rose to her feet and said with an eager glint in her eye, I'll wait for you.
Your office.
In. Unfortunately, there were many patients that day. As a result, Lysander only managed to make it back to her office around 7 p.m. Daphne immediately jerked to her feet and exclaimed, You're finally back. Lysander clutched her waist and replied with a slightly pained expression, I'm sorry I made for so long.
You wait.
Why are you being so courteous after all we've been through? Nevertheless, Daphne took a few steps to support her. When she noticed Lysander's scrunched eyebrows, she inquired with concern, What's wrong with your waist?
It's that time of the month, Lysander muttered hesitantly.
I remember you didn't suffer cramps, right?
Why are you suffering? Daphne trailed off as if she had realized something.
Is this your first period after the abortion?
Yeah.
Lysander's expression seemed desolate every single time the topic of her abortion came up.
Daphne also knew that although abortion was the most rational choice at the time, that child's loss and her decision had become a permanent scar in Lysander's heart. Anyway, didn't you say something about filling me in? Daphne touched her forehead as she inquired worriedly, are you truly all right? The gossip isn't going to run away. We could always do something else. I'm fine. Ivinder Clowley straightened her spine as Che leaned into her chair. I can rest and listen to all right, then. Daphne began to update her on the latest news. Once the woman started going, it seemed as though the laziest trickle of words soon became a torrent of them. Gera Group lost a few million again just a few days ago. Lysander asked, is it because of Lysen's cousin? Daphne looked disdainful as she snorted. That's a separate issue. Losing a big deal is one thing. The thing I'm talking about? It's a completely different issue altogether. Ever since Lysen's cousin became Josiah's secretary, he's been acting high and mighty. He's been going around boasting that his cousin-in-law is a wealthy tycoon. He was driving Josiah's luxury car when he caused a fatal accident while drunk driving. The victim was a traffic police officer. Lysander, who had been feeling down, suddenly became alert. A traffic police? Yeah. Daphne crossed her arms and said mockingly, and he was driving Josiah's car. So? He caused a fatal accident while drunk driving, and the victim is a traffic policeman. Oh, wow. It is a big deal. Exactly. Daphne continued, it seemed like he was going to be sentenced. However, you know how it is. Lysen started crying and begging, saying that he was her only cousin and she couldn't bear to see him go to jail. So, Josiah just scrubbed his record clean with money. It's not that simple. Josiah is wealthy, but the other party is an officer of the law. So, it's not an easy matter to settle. What happened, then? Well, all I got from it is that Lysen is truly a ruthless woman. She asked Josiah to take the blame for her cousin. Lysander was utterly shocked at this point. Josiah taking the blame? Is Lysen being serious right now? When Daphne caught sight of the flabbergasted look on her face, she chuckled and said, don't be so surprised. You're not hallucinating. I'm being 100% honest. Lysen argued that since Josiah owns the car, as the owner, he cannot evade responsibility. Moreover, the Guerra family holds significant power and influence. Josiah may not have to serve time in jail if he shoulders the blame. Instead, he's likely only required to pay a fine. Has he agreed to this? Chapter 50. Haha, don't you find it hilarious? I have never seen anyone like Josiah before. If one calls him a complete idiot, the man has successfully managed such a big company after all this time. Still, he can't be all that bright since he's willing to do such irrational things. Lysander remarked, ah, the power of love. It's mysterious, isn't it? Daphne sneered, I really don't understand him. What does he see in Lysen? If he's a king, it wouldn't be that far off to call him a completely useless one, wouldn't you say? Lysander's assessment was straightforward. Well, maybe those two are addicted to that sort of toxic love. In any case, this incident ultimately falls on Josiah's shoulders. Your ex-mother-in-law fainted when she found out. This matter has spread like wildfire within our social circle. Oh. What do you mean, oh? Aren't you the slightest bit gleeful? Come on. Let's have a celebratory meal. We missed out on dining at that popular restaurant last time. We should go there this time. Lysander shook her head. There are too many people there. Why don't we just have a meal somewhere else? Alas, Daphne insisted, no way. I've been wanting to dine at that popular restaurant for so long. Lysander's throbbing ovaries had improved significantly after some rest. So, Daphne immediately seized this opportunity to drag her out, stuff her in the car,
and fasten Lysander's seatbelt before the woman could say a word of protest. When she noticed Lysander's slightly displeased expression, she merely smiled cheekily.
"Don't worry. I will never fall in love in this lifetime. The front passenger seat is yours for as long as you want."
Lysander couldn't help but chuckle at that. Still, there was the slightest twinge of regret after being teased about the front passenger seat over and over again.
"I shouldn't have confided in her about Lysander at the time. Daphne is wonderful. However, her tongue is as sharp as she is brilliant.
Passengers. Due to the front issue, she would talk extensively about the ownership of the front passenger seat every single time they went out. After a beat, she would immediately begin criticizing Lysen, saying disparagingly, "She is just a typical two-faced B**TCH. You shouldn't have backed down at that time. I still believe you should have stood up for yourself."
Lysander made herself comfortable in her seat and gazed out the window, saying nothing.
"Sure, I can do that. It still doesn't change what would come after. Josiah would surely defend Lysen right down to his last breath. It would only lead to unnecessary trouble."
Frankly, Lysander found it too cumbersome to bother.
Daphne harshly reprimanded her, "You always believe that everything can be resolved gracefully.
I want to say, no judgment, but that would be a bald-faced lie. Your marriage ended on a graceful note because of it.
Regardless, you are the only one who got hurt while the other two are happily together."
Lysander chuckled softly as she retorted,
"Is he happy now?"
"Of course." Daphne was surprised by her response. Nonetheless, she quickly changed her tone as she mused,
"He probably was happy. Sadly, his company suffered a major loss because of Lysen and her darling cousin. The man's career is affected because of them. The situation is utterly different now. So, I don't know if Josiah will still be as devoted to Lysen as before." On the way to the restaurant, Lysander checked the financial news for the first time in a long while. She deliberately avoided any news about him during her time apart from Josiah.
"I have to admit that time is truly a powerful remedy. Time has given me the chance to eventually release my grip on bitterness and bring me closure."
When she saw his name in the news again, she no longer felt the same excitement as she did in the past. Her heart was as still as a calm lake. The news. The report was concise, stating that the president of the Guerra Group, Josiah Guerra, had caused a fatal accident while driving under influence. The reporter didn't bother hiding the fact that the case was currently under further investigation. Lysander inquired, "Daphne, you mentioned that the Guerra family lost tens of millions. So, will Josiah go to jail?"
"That's a good question. I'll do some digging and inform you when I have more information."
"There's no need for that,"
Lysander said. "You don't have to tell me."
After a pause, she changed her mind.
"Actually, please find out as soon as possible and inform me."
Daphne's face immediately wrinkled in confusion.
"You still care about him?"
"I'm not concerned about that. I worry that if he ends up in jail, I won't be able to complete the divorce process."
Daphne chuckled softly, offering reassurance as she spoke, "Ah, my heart feels at ease knowing that you're wide awake now.